Welcome to the Application Acceleration Challenge interviews. I have Sean Cooney of Certion today with me today. Certion is a leader in providing application acceleration and WAN optimization equipment. Sean is the founder of Certion and director of research there. He has 20 years experience in information and network security and has developed patented technology during his career. All right, let's start. I know Certion has a full range of application acceleration and WAN optimization techniques in its solution. What does Certion feel is an important technique an accelerator or an optimizer should provide?
The problem has three layers, and you need to address all three in order to reach the end goal of providing business value by accelerating the applications that drive enterprise productivity. First, there are a set of background capabilities, quality of service, forward error correction, small packet aggregation, and these add some performance advantages to a standard wide area network. Then we have a second set of capabilities, compression and protocol optimization for general purpose information access. These improve general WAN application performance and provide some cost savings. Third and most important are application specific optimizations for high value enterprise applications that are counted on to provide productivity gains. These are SharePoint, Documentum, SAP, NetWeaver, Oracle, and these optimizations enable IT organizations to provide business value by enabling remote users unfettered access to a company's core information resources. This is also where end-to-end application security is applied in order to address the inadequacy of perimeter security in these locations.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Before we delve into some of those specific techniques, I'd like to concentrate on something I found that Certion does that always interests me. And one of the areas it is you handle SSL encrypted traffic, something I'm not don't believe everybody in the field does. But first of all, how big a problem is SSL out there? How important is this issue to the customer?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a big, growing, and vitally important. With up to 90% of an enterprise workforce being housed away from controlled data centers, it's clear that most, if not all, of an enterprise's confidential information will be passing across the enterprise WAN into its least controlled environment. And SSL is the key technology being used to secure access to company information in this environment.
So SSL is growing, and the ability of an accelerator to handle it is extremely important in this marketplace, right?
Most definitely.
Okay.
And sometimes people see around 30% of enterprise information is being transported by SSL today.
Okay. One thing I found interesting, and recently did a feature in the acceleration area and in my continuous research, is that what does people mean when they say SSL acceleration? One thing I have found is that I almost felt like I was a lawyer when I was putting together my feature and that I had to ask people because everybody sort of said yes to the answer, but I didn't feel like everybody was really doing what I was thinking about SSL acceleration. And what I really found is that there's two things. If you ask the question, people will say yes, and what they mean is they're applying generic TCP techniques, acceleration techniques to traffic. But what I found more interesting, and I believe is what you do, is you apply not only these generic techniques, but you also have the ability to de-encrypt the data, apply the full range of your acceleration techniques to it, and re-encrypt it. Could you explain which camp is Certion in, and how important is it to apply the full range of techniques to this traffic?
Okay, well, you're right, Robin. For a standard deployment, Certion S-Series appliances decrypt and then re-encrypt the SSL communications at the remote location, and then use Certion's own security system to maintain security back to the data center. In addition, if a customer requires even added security in the data center S-Series can re-encrypt the communications back to SSL when it communicates with the origin server. But something you have to consider, for this technique to be valuable, the device itself has to be secure. The disk, if there is one, must be encrypted, and we use AES encryption up to 256-bit or triple-desk encryption to secure the disks. And in addition, The appliance must also be secured from attacks, and we've undergone a third-party security audit to make sure there are no gaps in our implementation. And one final thing, the communications between the remote data center appliance, the remote and the data center appliance must be secured for the whole system to work, and for this we use IPsec.
Okay. Now, doing all this provides some advantage over the competitors who just do the generic techniques, doesn't it? I mean, this does allow you to get a better acceleration or response time advantage.
Oh yeah, most definitely. This system enables the Certion infrastructure to provide the same end user perceived response times, whether they're using HTTP or HTTPS communication. You know, and in general, what it means for end users is they see around a 90% reduction in response time for their HTTPS or SSL-enabled communications.
Okay, so that the vendors who don't really, who apply just to generic techniques but don't go through the all the decrypting and the applying the full techniques, they won't get anywhere near as good a response time on their HTTPS. That's what I'm hearing, correct?
Pretty much, yeah, because all that HTTPS traffic is going to be obscured to whatever techniques and systems they're using to compress or dedupe their data.
Okay. Well, one thing whenever I've heard people talk about this area, the subject of certificate management comes up. What is the issue, or what is the problem or the issue, and how do you address it?
The issue is the certificates must never leave the data center. And once you understand that, it comes down to developing a system that does not complicate the management or impose any additional load or impact the performance. And the Certion S-Series never exposes a company's certificates outside the data center.
Well, if you don't expose the certificates outside the data center, how do you de-encrypt it and provide the protection down at the remote office?
We solved the problem by having the data center appliances perform all certificate-based processing and then have the branch offices or the remote appliances handle the communication. So what we do is we keep the certificate in the branch data center device and then only give the branch device enough information to establish the communication session and leave all the key and all the processing back at the data center.
So all the important, the critical parts of the certificate stays in the secure data center, and the remote office gets just what it needs, and there's no real risk or no real concern somebody should have out there in the way you solve it, correct?
That's right. You don't have to get into any kind of certificate management system, and we call this distributed SSL processing.
Okay. Does all this handling of SSL is called a throughput or a performance problem?
Since the SSL encryption and decryption occurs in the remote location, all of the processing is distributed across the system, so there's really no added load that can't be handled by the system, whereas if you're processing your SSL at the data center and through one device, you would definitely incur significant loads.
Okay, but so since everything is done at all the remote locations, some of the work, that makes it so it's not. And this provides you a good way to accelerate SSL traffic, the HTTPS, that many of your competitors aren't able to do, right?
Yep, most definitely.
Okay. And also, does this provide, because I know people have been buying SSL offload of devices in the data center. Can this provide that same solution?
Oh, yeah. An S-Series-based infrastructure provides distributed SSL offload, basically doing what we just described. The combination of branch office and data center service processing provides this without any specialized hardware and definitely without overlaying any one component of the system.
Okay. I think we covered the SSL topic fairly well. It's an interesting approach and a good feature. So let's switch topics a little bit. You mentioned that there's a generic and application specific.
Mm-hmm.
The application specific is what really interests me. And you mentioned other part of the challenge, the application acceleration blueprint improves web response time for Microsoft SharePoint, EMC, SAP NetWeaver. Could you go into a little bit about what you mean by application specific and how this really helps the customer? For example, with SAP's NetWeaver, if you don't understand exactly what it's trying to do, you won't achieve the full acceleration advantages that you can is if your device understands what SAP is trying to do and then augment it. Is that what you're basically saying?
Very much so. They've developed their own protocols that optimize the user's access, and you have to be able to identify that because they're user-specific and not general or a published spec like STIFS is for file server access. And so you have to get in there and understand how they communicate, what objects they're using, how they break up the objects when they're sending things across a network, in order to provide the performance gains and apply these techniques to what they're doing.
So I guess if you're a customer should always ask his acceleration optimization vendor is what specific techniques they have for their protocols that run across their network, other than just the ones you hear the most about, which is web and SIFS. But they should also ask about things like SharePoint and SAP and things like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And make sure that the acceleration technology covers, you know, what are those high-value applications that those end users in the branch offices are using. That's important.
So no, people won't get the full advantage of an accelerator if they just have the generic techniques. They need these application-specific ones to really help them accelerate their networks and get really good response time in the branch offices.
That's right.
Okay. Another thing that caught my attention is you also say you provided for error correction, FEC.
Mm-hmm.
Not many vendors provide that. How does that help?
That helps when companies are using very, very high latency links. For instance, if a company is using a satellite link to reach across the globe,
mm-hmm.
and what forward error correction, or FEC, does is send extra packets across that will fill in the gaps if anything gets lost across that high latency link or if anything gets extremely delayed. And it, for that kind of a link, FEC really does provide some major performance improvements.
Okay, so FEC is very good for the satellite people. Anybody has a satellite link, and without it, they probably won't get the full benefit of an accelerator.
Exactly. It just magnifies all the wide area network problems you normally understand by factors of 10.
Okay, so Xerdion provides the generic techniques. You're very much into providing these specific application-specific type improvements. And not only that, you handle the SSL traffic and help the poor people who have satellite links. We always have sympathy for them. Xerdion looks like it provides a lot of the generic, or all the generic techniques that most everybody does, but you have some specific advantages. One of them is the application-specific, in which being able to understand what the software vendors have done and complemented is very important. And you handle the big problem, or the very big growing problem, of HTTP S traffic, the SSL encrypted traffic. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Xerdion to help the customer understand your offering and even the marketplace?
Well, what I'd like people to do is to take a look forward. Look forward at, you know, what their needs are going to be for security in the branch office, and potentially bring in their governance, compliance, and risk people in order to understand what needs to be done with both data in flight and data at rest, you know, as it applies to WAN optimization technologies.
Okay, so security, making sure that this solution fits within the security frame, which I assume Xerdion feels it does a very good job, is a very important area for customers to look at.
And I think a lot of the governance people in the enterprises really are at this point unaware as to what's going on in WAN optimization.
But I feel that they're an important group, and they should be brought in, and we got to keep them happy, correct?
I think so. That's it.
Okay. You can find out more about Xerdion at its website and by reading the PDF document that's part of the Application Acceleration Challenge at the Webtorials. And I thank you for listening, and I thank Sean for providing this useful information to us.
You're welcome, Robin.